Hello and welcome to this week's DriveCast. My name is Dustin Yankowski. I'm one of the campus life pastors in Westerville, and I taught this week in Westerville. We looked at Song of Solomon, chapter 5, into the start of verse 6, about conflict and conflict in marriage. And I know most of us don't enjoy conflict, whether it's with a spouse, a friend, a coworker, a parent, or one of our kids. Conflict has a way of exposing things we'd rather not see. When conflict happens, our natural tendency is to usually just focus on what the other person did and what they did wrong and what they need to do better. We replay their words, we analyze their actions, we build our case. But one of the things that stuck out to me while studying this week is that conflict doesn't just reveal something about the other person, it reveals something about us. You know, in our story, we saw that the conflict that happened came from unmet expectations from the couple within the text, right? Neither expectation was wrong or evil. They were just different. And, you know, it exposed those expectations, and they had great humility and were able to connect and reconcile. For us, though, one way to think about conflict is that it acts like a mirror. You know, pressure has a way of bringing hidden things to the surface. And sometimes what comes out of us in conflict is pride, defensiveness, selfishness, resentment, or just a desire to win the conflict. Those things don't suddenly appear within us because of the conflict. Those things were already there. The conflict simply exposed what was already there. You know, the book of Proverbs says that the purpose of a person's heart are like deep waters. Most of us don't fully see what's going on beneath the surface until circumstances like conflict draws it out of us. Conflict is absolutely one way God shows us the areas that we need to grow in. You know, in conflict, we often ask, how do I get them to change? Or why are they acting this way? I mean, and those questions aren't wrong, but you know, followers of Jesus should also ask another question. What is this conflict revealing about me? Why am I so angry? Why am I so defensive? Why am I struggling to forgive? Why do I feel the need to prove that I'm right? Those questions move us from simply managing conflict to actually growing through the conflict. Because God's goal isn't merely to resolve the disagreement. His goal is to make us like Jesus. And sometimes God will use a difficult conversation to reveal our impatience. He'll use a disagreement to expose pride. Sometimes he'll use a relational wound to uncover areas we still struggle to trust him. And the good news is that when God reveals something in us, he isn't doing it to shame us. He's doing it so he can transform us. I mean, think about how Jesus deals with us. He already sees every selfish motive, every sinful attitude, every hidden corner of our hearts. Yet he doesn't just not walk away. He moves towards us with grace. He forgives us because of the cross. And he changes us through the power of his Spirit. So the next time conflict shows up in your life, don't just ask, man, what's wrong with them? Pause long enough to ask, God, what might you be revealing in me? It may be one of the primary ways God is shaping you into the man or woman he created you to be, is that through this conflict. So this week, think about conflict, frustration, or relational tensions you're experiencing. Instead of focusing first on the person and their response, ask God, God, what are you trying to show me about my own heart? You may discover that the greatest work God wants to do through that conflict isn't around you, it's in you. So that's all I have this week. Thanks so much for joining. God bless.